You had an agency of the federal government declare war on a sector of our economy. As the governor indicated, you know, this was a war on coal. It was a war on fossil fuels. It was a war that said we're going to dictate to states, utility companies across the country, the fuels that they use to generate electricity. Now, where is that in the statutes? You know, where is that in the authority of the Constitution? It just wasn't there, which is why the U.S. Supreme Court issued an unprecedented stay to keep it from happening. So this was to fix all that. That's what happened Tuesday. But they did the same thing with water. And, you know, as the governor indicated earlier, they came out and reimagined authority under the Clean Water Act to define waters in the United States. And this is not hyperbole. It's not editorial comment. As a dry creek bed in southwest Oklahoma, as an ephemeral drainage ditch in Salt Lake City, Utah, you look at the definition that they – it really took all land use decisions and made you have to go to the EPA as the first stop on using your own land for farmers and ranchers across the country. And we're in the process of fixing that as well, and that's why we're in Mississippi to talk to stakeholders about that very issue.